With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden's trial on firearms charges set to begin in Delaware in the morning. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The criminal trial of Hunter Biden begins Monday, with jury selection coming just days after another historic first, the criminal trial and conviction of a former U.S. president. In the Hunter Biden case, he'll become the first child of a sitting president to be a criminal defendant. The younger Biden has pleaded not guilty to lying about his drug use in 2018 in order to buy a gun. If convicted on all charges, he faces up to 25 years in prison. Greg Clugston reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he just doesn't understand why some lawmakers are objecting to having Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu address members of Congress during this week's visit.
Bernie Sanders is parroting the talking points of Hamas and the Ayatollah in Iran. If that's the side he wants to choose, so be it. Our Democrat colleagues have to make a choice. Are they going to stand with our most important ally in the Middle East at this most desperate time, as has traditionally been the case in Washington? We've had bipartisan agreement that we have to stand in solidarity with Israel. Or are they going to take this new side and stand with Hamas and the Ayatollah?
Johnson appearing on Fox News Sunday. Mexico's projected election winner, Claudia Sheinbaum, will become the first female president in that country's history. The scientist and former Mexico City mayor says her two competitors called and conceded. Firefighters have their hands full on both sides of the country, crews battling wildfires across central and southern Florida, and a wind-driven blaze chewing up a lot of acreage 60 miles east of San Francisco. This is SRN News. Hulu bringing gay reality shows to the U.S. this month.
The giant streaming platform, which is owned by the Walt Disney Company, will kick off Gay Pride Month by rolling out I Kissed a Boy and I Kissed a Girl, a pair of homosexual dating shows that originate in the United Kingdom. Decency advocates point out that if you buy Disney Plus for your kids to watch, you will also be exposing them to Hulu as part of the bundle, a network that is increasingly not for kids at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Just 12% of people in San Francisco attend religious services once a month. New Census Bureau data finds Seattle residents only slightly more religious. 16% there attend on a monthly basis. Southern cities such as Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta are among the most religious cities in the United States. This is SRN News. Oregon's entire coastline is shut down to mussel harvesting due to an outbreak of shellfish poisoning described as unprecedented.
The state's also closed parts of the coast to harvesting razor clams, bay clams, and oysters. The Oregon Health Authority says paralytic shellfish poisoning has sickened at least 20 people, and they're asking people who've harvested or eaten Oregon shellfish since May 13 to fill out a survey to help officials identify the cause of the outbreak and the number of people sickened. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Authorities say they will not support a proposal to house unaccompanied migrant children at two former casino hotels in northwest Mississippi. A county board of supervisors voting against issuing a letter of support. There has been strong opposition to the plan from Mississippi's GOP officials. More details at SRNnews.com.